pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Can we have roll call, please?
Here.
Present.
Here. Here.
Present. Thank you. Okay, first one, finally, you get it on time, the supervisor's report. Any questions on that? This is for the end of February. We're always a month behind, you know. No? Okay. We'll move on to B. There's no transfers at this time. Budget transfers and modifications. I need a motion to approve the A general fund townwide vouchers 057 through 079, excuse me, at $22,441.81. I need a motion.
No move.
I need a second. Has everybody got this paperwork from Kelly? You got a lot of it abstract?
Yeah.
You got it?
There's one on the village.
On the bills. Oh, okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I have a motion. I have a motion, guys. Can I get a second to approve the general fund bills?
I'll second it, but I got a question on one of them.
Okay, I have a motion, a second. What's the question? Which one?
Your, I don't have a number with me. The staple one from you.
That's on H.
That's on H?
Oh,
yeah.
That's not on this guy. I don't think. Oh, no, it is me. I'm on A. Yep, it's on my office supplies. Go ahead.
We should bring original receipts from that. Not a copy. Based on the comptroller, it says any person from there should have the original receipt and not a copy.
I can give you that. I just put the other one in my file.
How come we're not using the account cards that we got set up for the town?
We don't have any credit cards. I haven't got one from Staples because I haven't been able to get through to them to get a business card to them. And we don't have a credit card.
But we got three account numbers out there.
Three account numbers?
That's Staples.
Yeah, well, that's for the town.
We do?
Yeah.
Why don't I have one?
On fire down there, except for the purchase.
All right, we have to be.
I don't think we have one, guys, because they've asked me before. I said the town of, I asked through the town of Parrish, and they said we don't have one.
Yeah, no, we got three of them.
Okay, would you get that information to me? I'm more than happy to do that rather than me using my card.
You got copies of the town number for the paper?
I don't know.
I said we had three of them for the town of Parrish.
Who said we had three of them for the town of Parrish?
The manager of Staples.
The manager at Staples says we have three for the town of Parrish.
The town of Parrish has three active account numbers that can be used for purchases. I request them right there.
Okay, well, I've got to go down and get envelopes next time, and I will ask for that. I asked before, and they said they had nothing for Parrish, and I couldn't give them our.
I talked to the one over in Clay. And
yeah, that's so. Where I go.
That's what said we have three of them.
He said it, huh? Okay, I will ask again. Why would I use mine and pay tax if I didn't have to, guys? Yeah, so, okay, and I'll get that original bill to you.
I like to see that, I'll make a motion or I'll, you know, agree to pay them up other than that one until we get the original receipt.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not.
Can I add the other check bill that I had last month that you refused to pay as well?
Nope.
You guys are really nice. Okay, so I've got to take off. I got to find it. 137.40. Okay. I can't believe you guys. Okay, 2241.81 minus. It's going to be 2204.41. Let me make sure that's right. 2204.41. Okay, so I need a motion to approve general fund. And I got to put my general funds. A townwide vouchers 056 through 072 and 074 through 079. In the amount of $22,304.41. I need to have a motion. Do I have to rescind that first motion?
I second it.
Okay.
There you go, the motion.
But it's on the wrong dollar amount, it's on the wrong voucher amount. So I need a motion for $22,441.81.
And you're going to amend that.
Whatever. Do I have an amendment to the motion?
Yes.
Doug, and the second is Gary. Okay, roll call vote. Amend the motion.
Yes.
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 No. Okay, I need, there's no B vouchers for the town outside of village for March. I need a motion to approve the H capital Project Water Fund for number 080-081, the amount of $1,138.09. I need a motion. Gary, I need a second.
Gotcha.
Doug, any questions?
Yeah, what's that lead question there?
We got it. Oh, we got a lot of money. I think we spent probably not quite $30,000. I got a motion in a second. Roll call vote, please.
Yes.
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 Right, but if you want to add anything?
Well, I'm going to see if you just report. Did you want to add anything?
Yeah.
You might as well come up and speak to us.
There's a good thing.
Hey, you can hear. Okay, this one says 188, this one says 128, right? Are they supposed to say the same thing? Go ahead. Did you guys get a copy? Did anybody else get a copy of this?
Yeah, we got them.
Oh, okay. So it looks like you're going to work on Voorhees Road, commencing at State Route 69 to Dutch Hill Road, 1.5 miles.
Yeah, I'm going to do. I put all of those down to patch here and there and spray patch and whatever you need, what we got to do.
But this is the main one that you're going to be repairing, the State Route 69.
That's the improvement. That's the chip.
Okay. Do you guys have any questions on any of that? Have you all got these?
Yeah, no, there's only them. There's only three of them, four, and you got to sign them there.
Okay, so they don't have a copy of this.
Right.
Okay,
so copies, you got to sign them. Everybody has them.
No, I know, but I didn't know if they had a copy of what you would present.
No, there's only the one copy.
Okay, so the agreement is between the town, the superintendent, and the town parish. It's $188,000 approximately is what he's going to be using. $60,000 is going to be general repairs, and permanent repairs is $128,000. And that's State Route 69. Voorhees commencing at State Route 69 and leading to Dutch Hill Road, 1.5 miles. Equipment purchases and repairs, the sum of $86,756.65 is set aside. Snow and ice removal is that 60 or 160?
160,000.
This is the contract that he has to give us as a town, and we approve that. That's what his 284 is. Okay. The other one is the paperwork that has to go to the county. It's basically the same thing, it just breaks it down a bit more. Do you guys want to see any of this? Or no.
No.
No?
They got to sign you. Yeah.
They do? Oh, yeah.
All five of you got to sign you.
That'll be under the new business?
Well, it's under,
You got a listed agreement to spend town highway.
Yes.
284.
Okay, that's under new business, guys. So I'll put that aside. Sorry. Anything else, Craig?
Yeah, we've got to do something in Myrtle Park down here. We got some in the old Smith residence next to tennis court.
Yeah.
People moved in. They got a couple of four-wheelers and dirt bikes. Then down there, it's kind of easy to go in the backyard. They got the earliest winter, they kicked the control panel off the wood post down there. They got graffiti on the building, got graffiti on the basketball court. They tried to rip the doors off the tennis court.
The doors off the tennis
court? The doors, they tried to beat them off. They got to go down to Justin. Unless you catch them in the act, you can't do anything.
Do we have signs up that say no four wheelers or dirt bikes?
Yeah, it's their backyard now. They live right on top of the place. It's hard to manage the place, you know, keep an eye on it.
I don't know, but what I mean is, do we have it so that the park says. No dirt bikes and no four-wheelers. Okay, no, I understand what you're saying. What I'm asking you is, do we have signage that says? Okay. Well, at least we got the signs. We didn't have the signs, you couldn't do anything even if you caught them, I don't believe. Okay, during the cast winter, they did graffiti. The sewer control panel was kicked off, wood post.
Yeah, they got ripped away from the wood post on there. They got the light smashed under the top. Yeah, the BDM building.
Can you put like a trail cam or some kind of camera?
Trail camera. You need that for some kind of monitor zone, light or cameras.
Well, right, but I mean, you know, start with that or get a camera system.
Unless you got pictures of them or your physical troopers and can't do anything about it. Yes, and then living right there makes it harder to watch it all the time. You look right there.
Yeah. We don't have any cameras because I know we asked about that last year.
Why can't we purchase
experience if you're on your cameras? I don't know what you guys want to do.
Why can't you purchase the just a, you know, camera and hide in a tree down there or something, see what happens.
You're right.
I don't know
how much it
costs. Yeah, that's what I'd be afraid
of. From 20 to 300?
Yeah, you know.
High resolution, triggers. I got a cheap one that doesn't.
I want to get the cheapest one, but I would get like a mid-grade one and see how, just hide it somewhere and hope for the best.
Not compared to the cost of the damage that's being done. It's a price of the damage.
Well, 10 to 1, whoever's coming in, they're probably coming down the roadway until they get to the gate.
That's where they bought it on back tax. They live right there, so it's like your backyard.
Okay.
That's what I say. It's harder to watch it. They live right there. So they just bought their backyard. They're right on.
Well, the only place you can put a camera up and probably right back by the pavilion. And that's where they're doing most of the damage.
Well, not if it's a run on a tennis court.
They're all over the whole thing. I guess that's 300 is a bad
area. Put a camera there, at least you'll get somebody.
It's going to be two or three of them.
Unless they wreck the cameras.
Yeah, they can't find them.
Yeah. They wouldn't find them, I don't think.
I don't know. You want to look at a cost for that?
Okay. For us? I want the region down here, they're going to donate $500 for the park. Just to be, associated with the community stuff. We're going to put that towards two mats. And that is motion lights in the restrooms. When you go in and turn on, when you leave, they turn off. That's in the mind all the time.
They're donating $500 toward the
Legion. The Legion is, yes.
Toward the park?
Yeah, that's what we're going to put the money towards.
Who's the we? Park. Okay.
Now, I gave you all this thing. It's a green bank.
Yeah, before we get into that, you should put on here that it's going to take, there's a lot of work to do with the park this year. What do you mean?
I saw.
All
that damage.
You got to rethink the backstop.
Okay, that's what you're referring to.
Yeah, they've been moving on the field with four rims. Okay. They've been kind of down here just kind of destroying things.
I understand that, but the
park. That's what I mean. That's what I mean. A lot of work is what I mean.
Okay, but the park falls under the A fund, not the highway fund. So that's what I got to look at because I don't think we put a lot of money in there for the A fund.
Well,
we have
money for the park. We've got cameras on there. We can tell these people they can pay for the damage.
Yeah.
They will.
You got 20,000 on there. Right?
Yeah.
I got 20,000?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we get cameras up there, then they're responsible.
Okay. No problem.
He said what it does for my report from January, anyways. Got 20,000.
But that included covering payroll for the guys working down there, Craig. That's what I'm saying. I think 20,000 probably is a drop in the bucket, depends on how much work they have to do and the stuff we have to buy. I don't disagree. If the insurance or if we can hold them accountable where they pay for it, that'd be great. I don't know that we can if we catch them.
But
my point is we got X amount budgeted for that, not looking at damages. I got to make sure that it falls under the budget pay as well as whatever we need to buy. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, go ahead on your other thing.
Okay. We're trying to get grants to fix the building up down here.
Okay.
They could give us grants, but it's not. We're looking at like $200,000 less of water thing. We gotta do a roof, replace the boiler, two man doors, the floor drain, and the water separator down into the floor drain. Well, explain to me, it doesn't matter if it costs $2 million or $200,000. When it comes to a building on a grant, it's still the same amount of paperwork for lawyers and all your channels, but I'll keep the cost the same. And the grant writer says, it's not really worth it for us to try to get a grant for $200,000. They're ready for us, but we're just going to put a big chunk of that right into the lawyer fees.
Is Jay talking to you?
This is Jay, and the guy approves it.
Yeah.
He said he'd write us one. We're just gonna turn, you know, we're not gonna have much money, we're gonna turn this around. So they give us a breakdown here. It's for 15 years for $200,000. It's locked in right now for the next 45 days. We get locked in if you want to hold on. It's 1.6%. And that would be $15,000 a year to pay it back. That's on number one on top of your, I wrote number one on top of that one.
Yep.
Number two, if we wait, they're anticipating the rate to go up there in the next 45 days. So number two is the same amount of years, but that's at 2%. That's what the difference between the payment. And number three is, this is all fixed rate. Number three is 20 years at 2.25%. That'd be $12,528. For the year. And number four is the same thing, but the interest rate going up.
Oops, I got two rules.
That's what they call the shock rate. I did look into a 7 year. That is, now if you look for 7 years, you're talking about $31,000 a year for eight.
This is just to restore the building. This is just to fix the building, nothing else.
This is reading the room, insulated.
Yeah.
The floor drain,
the roof,
the columns that are right next to the floor drain, they need to be fixed. That painted up. The boiler is quite old, it needs to be fixed all the time. We did put like what was it put in there? Like 30,000 was it very in for a roof? I mean, we could do like a roof or take all the money this year, we got to wait.
Boiler.
Maybe do the floor or maybe the drain, and then do the door. We get this money at 1.6%. Do it all at once and just pay. And we still have $30,000. We still have like $15,000 left. We had emergency. But we had to use, you know, through a thing we paid this off each year.
We still got 2 years to go on that other loan too. And this is not including the new truck that you talked about, the possibility of getting a new truck.
There's money in the budget for that.
Talking about the grant. Remember you were talking
the
about
grant, that? The truck is, that's still in the process. It's up there waiting for the final. That would be separate grant. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can try to put a grant through, but they're saying that you're going to spend a big percentage of it for lawyer fees and engineer fees.
So these numbers are good for the next 45 days, you're saying?
Number one is good for, it's going to go to 15 here.
15.
It's good for 45 days.
Right, that's what I meant. So the board can look at this and think about it for the next meeting.
They're saying they don't know. They're anticipating going up. So then if you wait, first one, page one.
Uh-huh.
So page two would be the 15 years, that's what they call the shock rate.
Inflated?
Inflated shocking, but they just they grew up to be 2%.
Right.
It'd be a little more, more money.
No, I understand that, but it's not, it's goes from 15,103.15, 15,565 a year instead of 103.15. That's that 2%.
Better off in 7 years. That's 15 or 20.
Which page are you on?
Seven years. That's less than interest rate.
7 years?
That's also $30,000 a year.
Yeah, well, that's only for 7 years, just like we did the truck, 7 years. Right, Rick?
Yep.
Because you start about 15 years, 20 years, you're going to turn around and do more repairs.
Oh, I see what you mean. You're looking at the number of years down here to go. I got to think about this. I don't know about you guys, but can we think about this for the next meeting, guys? 15, 20, I got 4 or 5. Can we think about this and maybe make a decision at the next meeting? Because I just got this today. I don't know about you. I'd like to look at these numbers.
Yeah.
You okay with that?
A whole bit, but like I said, I'm in favor 7 years.
Okay, done. Regardless of which one we go to, you're in favor 7 years.
Yeah, because it'll cut your interest rate down.
Absolutely.
Well, if you go 7 years, you're not having money in the budget for maintenance.
Yeah, but we got a budget for that. We're talking no, you know, future budget. You're going to have to budget up.
Absolutely. That would be next year. But
how long have we been waiting, Rich? The fix down there, only 200,000.
Yeah.
Right. You got two doors. We should have got four doors, but we were small, we spaced it. And then you got the boilers no go anytime.
Yep.
And we're always spending money on that. But
working on that steady.
Okay, so you okay? We'll put it on the agenda for the April meeting?
Yep.
Study them up, see what you think. Okay.
But the longer you put it off,
longer your wait time.
No, I know, but I just got this. I have to read it so I can see what it's telling me. Long for 1 year would be, wow. Okay, thanks, Craig. Appreciate that.
The longer you wait, the higher the rate. Yep. Oh, yes.
Another question.
Yep.
I'm going to try to go and have an ambulance. They don't want to go and have the old brew we got broke last year, more or something. So it has been running good for a while now.
The old brew?
Road brew.
Okay.
And also, when you talk, you got to help with pickup, so tie the pickup up. And you can't send somebody else to help you put it on. They got one down here on 81, self-propelled one. It's 2013 with 1,000 hours on it. And they want $23,000 for it.
Who's they?
J&J Equipment down, see it from 81.
Yep. I know those guys.
It's got how many hours on it?
About.
And they want how much for it? Craig? How much do they want for?
23,000? Yeah.
Judas Priest, is there anything cheap anymore?
Probably not. Two things. Highway and fire is not cheap.
Okay. What about ours? Ours can't be fixed. Ours
is old. You can fix it. You can probably work.
Is it going to cost me
$123,000? No, probably not.
Okay.
But again, the time.
We don't have two pickups. We got to send a guy out with a pickup to do that. Tie that truck up to get it up back.
We only got two pickups. What about the trucks? Can't use the trucks? The big trucks? I don't know what it is, so I'm asking the question. I'm not a garage person, sorry. I'm asking. You can't use the big truck.
Well, you can, but it's pretty hard.
Okay, so all right, what I mean is if we're using the two trucks to do this broom, can't you use the big trucks to do something else that you're talking about? Because it ties up the two of them.
That's what he's talking about.
That's what I'm asking. You can't?
Not really.
I had a truck, I'd lend it to you, but I don't. I sold it. Well, guys, you're talking $23,000 for this. You're talking $200,000 for this.
Wow.
And you're talking money to repair the park.
I remember when we had $600,000 in fund balance.
Yeah, well, we aren't there. Does this broom have to be fixed now?
What?
Does the broom have to be fixed now?
Oh, yeah, it's time of the year you use them the most.
Can we rent one or borrow one or anything till we decide what we're going to do? Or no? I'm asking Craig. I'm not being
smart. You've been doing that for years.
Renting it or borrowing
it? Borrow for years.
Never give it if we borrow.
Okay.
If you're going to, it depends what, if you're going to install and stuff, you got to use the boom, but still, for when you're doing that, it'd probably be cheaper to rent one as you would pay this kind of money. You're going to rent it, say, for 2 days or whatever. I don't think it's worth paying $23,000. I mean, we had plenty of money. Yeah, we could do it. But.
Hey, you're not talking chicken feed here.
No.
Well, maybe chicken
feed. And I know you have to have a boom of some type. I know that. The first place you don't have, then the insurance company gets involved.
Do we have to get, what's the dollar amount that we have to get bids on? Is it 20,000? Anything over 20,000 you have to get bids on? Does anybody know that?
I don't really know.
I think it is 20.
So if this is 23, you're going to have to get a bid on it.
It used to be 10, it went up to 20.
Yeah. Okay, guys, what do you want to do? No offense, but I mean, dropping this on us tonight, and I know you have a lot of things on your plate, don't get me wrong, but dropping it on us at one time when you don't even have a chance to think about it. I have to think about these things because of the large dollar amount. You guys know better than me about equipment, so I have to, you know, rely on you guys to lead me. That's a lot of money.
I think what I would do, I'm not Greg. I'm just part of the board, but I would see what it would cost to rent one for 2 days or 3 days just to see what costs, and then we can weigh what we want to do.
Bring it back up next month.
Huh?
Bring it back up next month.
Yeah, right.
The April meeting.
Greg can check it out and see. Somewhere here, what it would charge to
rent for a month or so.
To rent one for a month or whatever. If we needed just say for a week or 2 weeks, Craig can check that all out and get a price. And
I think that's
see, weigh it against this 23,000. That's
right.
Okay.
Can we get in better shape? I don't know if we're ever going to get in better shape, but.
You live long enough, you will.
If we get some fund balance. But.
Okay, Craig, can you check that for us and we'll go from there next meeting?
This one will be fine. There's five pounds over here, and also don't worry about it.
Oh, the one that they're selling?
Don't worry about it.
Well, if you could let us know how much the rent will be at the next meeting, that'd be fine. Okay.
That's what you guys want to do, right? That's what we'll do. People complain before for rent and stuff. That's what we'll do.
We don't have a lot of money in a pot, Craig, that we can just turn around and spend. We don't have a lot of money sitting in a pot that we can turn around and spend, is what I said. I don't disagree. I wish to God we did, but we don't. So we'll look at that next week.
We put money last year in the budget to try to update some things.
Yeah, we did, but now you're dropping $200,000 on me. You're talking about the park costing big bucks, and now you're talking about a broom.
Park sector. Yeah, park
sector. You're never gonna buy it all,
park sector.
Park is the A fund. I don't disagree with you there. But I didn't budget that kind of money for the park fund.
Mary had $20,000 in there to fix something. You put $20,000 in there to fix something.
Yeah, you were supposed to do the new pump, the other pump that we didn't get done last year. Remember the septic pump or whatever it is that doesn't work? That's one we were going to, we didn't do it last year, so that's one. And I know that's not okay. We were going to repair the ground, the tire, the stuff for either the basketball and or the tennis courts. I have no idea what that costs. And I've got to pay the guys to work there. And I have no problem with paying them to work there, but I can't do both. So you got to pick and choose which pieces we're going to do. Unless you know somebody that's willing to give us some money, that'd be great. Okay. Moving on. Assessor's report. I didn't get one. Did anybody get an assessor's report? No? Okay. Code enforcement officer. Jim.
I can go over the highlights of my report from February 2021. Basically, we sent in our 1203 reports to the New York State. That was done in February. Also in February, we issued one building permit. We closed the building permit out. We had one building permit extension of 8750. I did 17 building inspections. One new violation was issued, and four violations were corrected. Also, we did our fire safety inspections. Nine new inspections were completed. All of these failed their initial inspection. We did two re-inspections. Both of those passed. In February, I attended the town and village monthly meetings, as well as the planning board meeting. I traveled 58.6 miles in the month of February. Any questions? That's a good thing.
I don't think so. Any questions, anybody? Thank you. Town justice report, you got that? I'll give you a copy of that. Town clerk's monthly report, any questions on that? No. Dog control officer report, you got that?
By the way, Mr. Craig, is there any Zoom session if you want to call?
Does he have anything to report if he wants to?
He can.
Jack, are you there?
Let's see if I can.
Yeah, I'm here. What's up?
We just got to the agenda where it's your report. Anything else you want to add to, take from?
No, it's all good.
So 10 notices of unlicensed dogs and no dogs were picked up in February. Okay. We'll be talking to you later on in the meeting.
Okay.
Thanks, Jack.
You bet.
Any questions? Okay. Tug Hill Circuit Rider, Mr. Banks.
Good evening. The updated version of the report that I emailed you earlier.
Update of the update?
I only sent you two versions. I sent you one on Tuesday. And I sent one today.
Okay, I got that one too.
So, yeah.
So, and he's got it as well.
Okay. There you go.
I sent it to you.
All right. The Tug Hill Commission is continuing to operate on the basis of 10 operating, where they're working partially out of home and partially out of the Watertown offices, for those in the Watertown State. I read it working full time. Governor's executive order allowing meetings via Zoom has been extended once again until March 28th. North Shore and Seven Rivers have started to use a contractor to help me with meeting coverage, especially on my busier meeting nights. And I'm still looking for additional people, so I have a central pool of people to call on. The Tug Hill Commission met on Monday via Zoom. Their next meeting will be on Monday, April 19th. We're going to try to do that one in person. The last one was on Zoom, but we're hoping to resume in-person meetings, at least in part. Most of the commissioners at this point have had vaccinations, so they can get together physically. And Central Square was where we were scheduled to meet if we were meeting in person, because we try to move those meetings around the hill in the course of the year. And we checked the Central Square, and they're willing to accommodate us within what the building can accommodate. Separation and all that. So I suggest if you're interested, well, the meeting on April 19th will be available via Zoom as well. But if you're interested in attending in person, keep an eye on the Tug Hill Times and the Tug Hill website, and that should provide you with more information on what the details are as we get closer to them. I'm not sure if we're going to run into issues of room capacity or anything like that, you know, like we have here with separation distances, but we're still working our way through that new territory. So, should Should be interesting between now and April 19th. Tug Hill Commission has several interesting webinars scheduled between now and the end of the month, including conservation on Tug Hill, a primer on highways and highway issues, which is actually taking place right now. Letters from Tug Hill Logger, which is historical, and Dave Eichhorn on our changing climate and local weather. And more information on all of these is available on the Tug Hill website. And most of our webinars are posted to the Tug Hill YouTube page afterwards if you're interested in watching them. Like I said, the one tonight is on highway and highway issues, and I'd really be interested in seeing that one, but I'm here. But I'll hope to take it in later via the YouTube channel.
So you'll have to watch it in the movie.
And the last thing I want to mention is that a couple of the email accounts associated with town board members are at their maximum capacity right now. And I understand they were bouncing emails, so I've added some additional space to help that problem, but it's only a temporary aid because you can fill that up and then they're going to be bouncing again if we don't change what we're doing. So I'd be happy to help anybody with anything they need to do to stay on top of their webpage and managing emptying their trash and all of that. So I have addressed it temporarily, and I'd be happy to help them however I can. It's a longer term. And that's all I have for you for tonight.
Well, may I have a comment in regards to that?
Sure.
My email pulled up pretty fast, and I thought I was doing a good job of cleaning it out. But we literally have to clean out such mail, you know, current mail, and then also the deleted mail.
Yeah, the deleted mail. Yeah, and one thing that came up, because the same thing has happened with the village, and one of the things that came up is, that I don't know if any of you are using the phone to check your email, but apparently, it's the same thing. When you delete the mail from your phone, it doesn't actually delete it from the version that's online. You have to go to that web interface and delete things there, as the deputy supervisor was saying.
So if I need to do that, let me know if I'm not doing it right.
Yeah, yours seems to be okay. I think I have got a list here somewhere of all the status of all the different accounts, and I think the supervisor's account is okay.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm happy you mentioned that because you may need to go into the account via the web interface, you know, your Internet Explorer browser or whatever, and empty it out there rather than just over your phone if you're using your phone. I guess I'd be happy to help anybody I can help with any of that.
Okay. Thank you.
That's all I have.
Any questions for Paul? Anybody? No? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Right now the deputy supervisor is using 10 out of their, they're using a third of their capacity. You're in good shape right now.
Tax collection report. I remember to put you on, Cal.
I can't hear you.
Sorry?
Say again.
I said I remember to put you on.
Oh. I can't hear certain frequencies, so it's constant. And I've had a hearing test, so that's why I'm saying I can't hear you.
Should I talk lower or higher?
No.
Lower or higher?
No, it's just a certain frequency of the consonants that I'm missing sometimes.
Oh. Okay.
I can hear anything else.
Thank you.
Okay, this is as I close of business tonight. Okay, just to rehash, the original warrant, as you can see, was $2,521,376.43. Now, the reason there's negative numbers on the adjustment is because the last time I gave a report, I had to create two new bills. That's fine, not a problem. But in the interval between last month and this month, I had to create two more corrected bills for a total of, I'm not blaming the assessor, but it was stuck in the assessor's office, wound over at county, real property, sat there for 30 days, and by the time I got back to it, or they got it to me from county, either way, it was a $1,900 correction over two death bills. So that's what took, if I remember correctly, the last adjustment was about $1,600 for an amount. Well, you take $1,900 or whatever, that writes in the negative number. So I have no control over that part of that number.
Was that a plus or a minus?
It was a positive side because I made two new bills.
Okay, good.
But then when I made the two corrected again, two more corrections, because the assessor had something wrong when he submitted it the first time, you've got to give somebody their exemption for private forcing is one person with two separate tax bills.
Well, one down.
And it's combined error of about $1,900.
Okay, thank
so
you.
So the math works out. That's why there's a negative number on the adjusted. Okay. So now the adjusted warrant is now at $2,520,790.13. And now the payments are still coming in. Yes, the payments are going to come in until the 31st of March. And I still have to accept an evening into the first week of April at, you know, 31st of March, because in April 8th, tentatively, I'm supposed to reconcile the county and turn over to county the money that I'm required to turn to county. Anything that's left in the account comes back to town, except when I need to keep the account open. So payments are coming and have been coming in all along. So that breaks down as follows. As you can see, first installment, we've gotten $17,399.99. Second installment of $11,866.06. Full payments of $2,172,47.85. Penalties, because after January, actually February 1st, penalties racked up. So we had penalties of $1,704.90. And on the 15th, even though I had a small computer glitch, I managed to come with calls up on a Friday night, work my way through it. So got my late notices out on Monday the 15th, which means actually the mail mark was in the 8 o'clock run on the 16th. So there's 199 late notices that went out the door, actually in an adjusted number. 199 I have recently printed, but because I have received information from the county that they are pending paying for their four reforestation bills, they have four tax tracks. I have four tax bills that are marked county reforestation. So that money's coming in. So I can find a city county link. They come in on it. They haven't cut the tax yet.
At least you got it ready.
It should be coming in. So I had to pull those out. So now we're down to 195. One person, we got it corrected address. Oh, okay. Well, his late notice out, send it to him with his tax bill. So that's cool. Pulled another one out there. There was one that came in the mail, so that pulled another one out. So about 194 late notices went out the door. So some of them are beginning to filter back in. And those that have filtered back in, we've collected $20 worth of late notice fee. Therefore, the math comes out for collection $2,201,238.80. Taxes outstanding $321,276.23. So and pretty much there wasn't the downstate judges. So when I reconcile with county, I have to give them better what's left of the warrants.
You're about where we were last year with outstanding taxes? Is it about the same?
Let's see. I have 1,429 tax bills that I am tracking. And I didn't update my percentage as of tonight.
That's
so
okay.
The last time I did it roughly, I have a semi quarterback. The first installment payments is about, well, let's see, but first installment payments and full payments is about 85% combined.
Wow.
So the rest of it is in the installment payments. So, yeah, we're running about 80 some odd percent payments. Actually, no, the unpaid is the remainder to make up 100.
No, I just wondered if COVID was having any effect on people coming up with the tax money.
No, they're paying.
Good.
And if they don't pay, then I turn my records over to county, and it's between them and county until November.
No, I know, but I just didn't know if it might have made a difference in people being able to pay the tax.
No, I just have people that some of them can't add, can't sign their checks, can't make the numbers match the words, or make the words match the numbers because the bank goes by the wording, not the number. So if they have a mistake, I take it back at them and say, hey, get your check.
Thank you. Okay. Good. Thank you. Any other questions for Kevin? No, thanks.
I got everything I need. I got the reforestation. Okay, I got everything I need.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Fire company. States LG's not here. Everybody got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alrighty. Old business, water district number one. I got an email. I sent an email out to Dank and to the engineers and to the lawyer asking what do we need to do now. the lawyer said nothing at this point. Excuse me, Dank is figuring out all the bills to come up with the dollar amount that the water district will have to repay A. And the engineers just said if we needed something to let them know at this point, that's where we are. So you guys have any ideas what it is you might want to do and not do, or when it comes to water district number one? You could always vote tonight to say yes, we're going to move ahead.
It was me. Part of them go back to Miller.
Okay, John, I can't understand what you're saying.
I would fire them and go back to Miller because the plan did not work after 4 years.
You really want me to get into that?
Yeah.
You really want me to get into that? With the paperwork that was done with the first one that was done incorrectly. Some of it was inappropriate, and I'll get the rest of that paperwork for you at a later date. You still want to consider going back to Miller.
Yeah.
Second guys are professionals that do this every year elsewhere, and you don't want them because they cost you money and they tried to keep us on the straight and narrow. That's wrong.
Why don't you just make a motion, John, and see where the board goes with it?
Hey, I'm making.
You better not be pulling him back in. I got information that I'll share with you, and I guarantee you it'll make a difference in what you're going to vote.
John, it's up to you, but I would.
They share the information. We'll bring that in. We'll straighten this thing out.
Okay. I'll try to do it by the next meeting.
We'll straighten it out.
But anyways, regarding where it is right now, are you interested in doing anything?
No, until we straighten this out.
Okay. So put it on the next agenda. Okay. We've already done the motion to set the zoning law public hearing, right?
Yep.
That's 4:15 at 6. And the same thing with the moratorium, right?
Yep.
Four fifteen at six. Okay. All right. This one we'll have to talk about after exec. Okay, so then we're going to new business.
Mary Ann, I got something from their old business. I need to know where we stand with the motion we made last month for going with pay cuts. I see nothing's been done.
That's my call, and I'm not doing it.
The board directed to go.
The board could direct me, but legally it's my call, and I'm not going with paychecks. We're doing it. We're doing it in-house. We're saving money. I don't understand why you guys want to go to somebody else.
We voted on it.
Okay, you were saying it's your call.
Yeah. Well, regardless of this, it's not my call. Tell me why you want to do this.
I'm not disagreeing. I'm saying prove it. Because I got proof that it's not your call. It's up to the board. And it's in this book here. Everybody wants crap in black and white. It's in black and white.
What through this?
It says in here, and you can look it up. I'm not going to be the town attorney. You can look it up. Mm-hmm. I look it up. Everybody else can look it up. It says in here that by resolution of the board, and I talked to you about this in your office too.
Yes, you did.
We can go with either a bank or a payroll institution at any time by passing the resolution.
Why do you want to do that when it's going to cost this town more money?
I'm not going to explain that to you.
The board already made a motion.
You kept saying you were so busy, so tied up, and payroll is confused. You don't know how to straighten out the W-2s to the people.
No.
All that.
Okay.
We have the right, and we did it. So, and we passed it and said March 1st is when it's supposed to be implemented. And now you're in violation of agreeing and complying with board resolution, which is, if you look up, supervisor's duty, your structure of duty, there's two types of duty, your structure of duty, which is by law to follow past board resolutions. Period. You can have an opinion, you got to vote as a supervisor. But if there's a resolution passed, you are obligated to follow that.
Tell me.
You know that. You've been in here long enough. You know that.
Tell me why you want the payroll given out instead of having it in-house and costing us less.
I personally have seen from Kevin, because the village is using it, and the monthly reports that they get, mm-hmm. and it is so, even I can figure it out, and I'm not even a accountant. Mm-hmm. It's so basic, it's so simple, everything is boom, 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 mm-hmm. right there. Mm-hmm. The W-2s are figured out at the end of the year.
In envelopes.
Yeah, and you get them in envelopes. Mm-hmm. But I mean, all you got to do is hand in the times and write the checks.
It's not quite that simple.
Well, it is, because that's what they do in the village, too.
And the cost?
The paychecks will tell you who gets paid what, with what you withhold, and you know the deal. And well, then they turn around and you just do it. Frees you up with a whole lot of time.
I'm freed up because I have a bookkeeper now.
And we're paying her.
The bookkeeper has never done this before.
We're paying her.
I'm sorry, but she's
we're
never
paying her done. The dollar amount that you would
yeah,
pay.
Yeah, if you add all these dollar amounts, paychecks would be cheaper. Paychecks would be cheaper time. You take all these dollar amounts.
Paychecks is not cheaper. I've already done them for half a year. For half a year, it was $4,000.
The whole point.
Half a year.
The whole point is, Marianne, we voted on it.
I know what you said.
We passed it. Okay. Mm-hmm. My suggestion is to follow the resolution.
And we also voted on other things that you don't follow.
I'm sorry?
We also voted on other things that you haven't followed yet.
Like what?
Attendance for the planning board. We said that's going bye-bye. And you're not doing that.
Attendance
for the planning board.
Let me tell you something. Do you want to hear something? Or are you going to just continue talking? That is illegal. I covered this, and you weren't here, in 2019 when we found out that the payroll that we had in place was illegal. It's in black and white. If I don't get a voucher from somebody saying that they've either done the work or they've supplied the service, I don't pay them. So if I don't get it in black and white that you were at the meeting, you're not getting paid. Not you, you're elected. Planning board, zoning board, any of the committees that come, anybody that works with
We've
us. They don't give me a signed sheet by the department head saying that they were working X amount of hours and the department head signs it says, yes, they were. They don't get paid. That's law. I cannot pay anybody wages for the town. I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. You weren't here. I did back in 2019. I got to dig all that out again.
You found out different.
We found out different.
I'll get it for you. Anyways, I'm not doing that. It's illegal what you told me
to do.
It's
not illegal.
It is
illegal. I believe attendance is dependent on the board if they wish to require attendance.
No.
Or not.
No.
For appointed people.
No. If I don't have a document, okay,
I'll show you.
I can't
show
you tonight, but I'll get it for you.
We don't need to argue about it. Show us where it says it.
Isn't that in the minutes when they take roll call?
Yes.
And they hand in the minutes every month.
Yes. And the other reason they went to salary is if they go take their 3-hour training, they're still getting paid if they miss a meeting. It washes one hand, washes the other. So now it's set up, if you miss a meeting, you don't get paid, and you don't get paid to go to your 3-hour mandatory training.
4 hours.
Or 4 hours. So
the training was always done at the Tug Hill.
No, people go to other training too.
Well, if they go to other training, they probably can submit a bill if they're being charged for it.
You're not talking about that.
And another issue is, we don't have an issue here with attendance.
With what?
With attendance. People attend their meetings. Mm-hmm. We really don't. If somebody's not there, it might be because of sick or whatever. I mean, Richard goes for a couple months every year to Florida, mm-hmm. you know? But I mean, so we don't have an issue. He's an elected official. I understand the difference.
Yep.
But still, we don't. Do we have a lot of people at ZBA or bar or planning board or zoning? Do we have a problem with people not showing up? I don't think we do.
I don't know if they
do. I don't honestly believe we do. So
I don't always go to the meetings.
It's not that big a deal. Did you say, look, even the people that are in charge of those meetings, okay, this person has showed up this month and they didn't show up next month. So you know what? Bring it to the board's attention. Mm-hmm. And we have executive session and we address the matter. But I don't think we have that issue.
Okay, let me get the law for you. And then
I'd really like to see it.
Sorry about that. Okay. Check it. I don't have it with me, or I would give it to you. But I'll make you a copy, Gary.
Thanks.
Okay. New business, agreement to spend the highway fund contract. This is what Craig just brought us tonight. I read you the information. That's what he plans on doing this summer. So we have to sign this. 1, 2, 3. Yep, there's room for everybody. We have to sign, there's 3 sheets, guys. So we have to sign it if you're in agreement with it. that he's going to spend that dollar amount on those roads. And I'll give it to John first. And contract with us as well as the county. Then the county pays him the CHIPS money. That's what the CHIPS money is. So they need to have that ASAP. Is everybody okay with what he suggested? What he gave us? Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Bond insurance coverage. We got a another letter from the insurance company who we have next door. Every so many years, they have to have an update on it. And then I got to move the paperwork. So I had to fill out paperwork, and I asked the question, what we have covered versus not when it comes to bonding people that handle money. I think I gave everybody this. All right. I asked her about the possibility of increasing the dollar amounts because we handle more than $350,000 or $500,000. And that's this sheet that I gave you that says copy on it to give you an idea of what the cost would be if we raised it. Apparently, it goes from $350,000 right to $1 million. There isn't any in between. It shows you the dollar amounts. Are we at all interested in increasing those dollar amounts for those positions that handle money? Excuse me. Anybody? Guess what? Guess what? I said, do you want to have more coverage for the people that handle money? It's going to cost us more, but 3, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's going to be about, if we did all of them, it's going to be about $1,000. Go ahead.
It covers going to the bank for the bank days, the people that collect money. People that collect money here.
Yeah.
Going to the bank will cover that. We got a lot of people that handle, like you said, more than 300.
Right. I mean, Kevin collects over 2 million.
Yeah.
I handle a million something, you know, in the accounts.
And the justice are constantly taking money over.
Yep. But the only ones, if you looked at this, everybody got this as well, right? If you look at this, we're only covered, the max is supervisors 500,000 and the bookkeeper. And then the tax collector and deputy tax collector are 350,000. The other ones, it's a bond thing of like, I gotta find it. I can't remember what she said, 5,000 or 50, I can't remember. I guess you just didn't know if you thought that was enough in case there might be a problem. I'm not trying to say that anybody's crooked, but do we feel like we might need to up the coverage for those that handle money? The deputy town clerk is not on there. I'm sorry, the deputy supervisor is not on here. And in my, if I'm gone, she has the right to get into and do whatever needs to be done.
Should be on
there. With all the accounts. I know, and it's not. Are you interested in increasing it to what they suggested? Or do you want me to see if I can get it for a little bit less? Because I was looking for the 350s I thought should go to at least 5. Thank you. And the 5s you might want higher. I don't know. Up to you. What do you think? Anybody?
350, 500.
That's what we got right now. 350,000 on the tax collector.
It should go to 5.
Those should go to 5 if I can get it.
Yeah.
Okay, 5. All right. Yeah. And then the 500,000, do you want it to go to 1 million? Because the tax collector handles more than I do.
Yeah.
He handles over 2 million. Please don't take this personal. I'm not trying to say anything about Kevin or the deputy. I just didn't know if you wanted more coverage.
If
for all of it, if we're looking at doing all the pieces,
you know. Yeah, remember we got stumped once.
Yeah,
it took 20 years.
We did?
Yes, we did get stumped.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. This would be for the deputy supervisor, the judge, and the judge's clerk. supervisor, the bookkeeper, and the tax collector, and the deputy tax collector. We'd be up on these 350 to a million, 500 to a million, and then 100,000 for the court, the judge and the court, and the judge clerk. Are you guys okay with that? Yes? Okay, I need a motion that you're.
I'm making a motion.
Approve this dollar amount. I'll try to get. Do you want me to try to get it down to 500,000 for the ones that are 350 instead of a million? You want me to leave it a million? This is quoted at a million.
See if they can do a 500. I mean, at least we went from 350 to 500.
Okay. Question 500.
Then take a look at it. What, every year?
Yeah. Well, the company does it every 2 or 3 years. Now I've got to get them more paperwork. But yeah, I didn't. This is the first time I've done it in 4 years.
Right, so every 4 years, we have to look at it and see what works.
Okay, everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Yes? All right, I'll check and see what if I can get some of it at 500,000. Thank you.
We need to.
I need a motion to, yes, thank you,
yeah.
To increase the coverages for the tax collector, deputy tax collector, supervisor, bookkeeper, deputy supervisor, and the judge and the judge's clerk.
I'm making a motion.
I need a second.
A second.
Do I have to give you the dollar amounts, Kelly? Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Donald?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor
yes.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Correspondence. This was
well,
one.
I have that, something I'm
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, I've taken and been doing a lot of research, a lot of contact with people in regards to the planning board and the planning board chairman. Okay.
Okay, wait a minute. This is personnel.
And no, this has got to be open. I believe me, I already checked to tell people. I checked
if it's
the,
not, we're.
Can you let me finish?
We're in trouble.
I checked with the Association of Towns,
mm-hmm.
The attorneys there.
Mm-hmm.
I checked with our town attorney, and I also checked with the Attorney General's office. Okay? The Attorney General's office, and they all got back to me with the same conclusions, which I don't believe some people on the board have actually realized what the law states.
Did you make a copy of this for everyone?
Yes. What the law states, the attorney has one too and stuff. That it says the in regards to planning board, okay, is attorney general's office. Okay, the designation of a member of a town planning board as chairman may be withdrawn at the pleasure of the town board. The effective member will continue to serve as a member of the town planning board unless removed by case, meaning you have to have substantial evidence and have a public hearing, okay? Chairman does not fall under that. Chairman can be removed at any time and does not have to have a specific reason by resolution of the board, okay? And the board reappoints another chairman. Now, the appointment of the chairman of the planning board, and I know it's been routine in the town, to be appointed by the planning board.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the law. The law, section 271, states planning board members, 5 to 7, depending on how many we decide to have, and chairman are appointed by the board. Now, if the board neglects to appoint a chairman, that's the obligation of the planning board or his zoning board to appoint their chair. A priority and first people to appoint chairmans are the town board. So the town board can appoint them. The town board can remove them and change them at any time without a case in the public hearing. According
without,
to the Attorney General's office.
Without?
Right.
See, I've heard it the other way, but go ahead.
But this is right from the Attorney General.
I
did my homework before I was going to say a word.
Okay.
Okay. So with that being said,
and with
the circumstances being up, I take under new business, make a motion to make a resolution to remove
page is planning board chairman, effective immediately. I need a second.
Second.
We have roll call.
And the reason is?
Do not need to read the reason. You know what the reasons are, but this is not a removal of the membership. It'll drop back to a member. Okay? When you remove somebody as a member, then you have to have case, you have to have public hearings, you have to bring up reasons. You know what I mean? It's like you have to determine what.
No,
I know. Remove the chairman. Okay? You don't have to say, well, I'm removing him because of this, this, and this, or her, whoever. You do, you can do it by majority vote or by board resolution. Okay? There's been issues with the running of the planning board. And
there have?
Other situations.
There has?
Both cards, stuff, so things like that. You know, you don't act like you don't know the story. You know the story.
Wait a minute. I don't know these issues you're referring to. I know one. And I'm not sure how anybody found out about that one, except for a person that says doesn't care about it. But go
I'm
ahead.
Not going to know about it.
Other things that you're talking about.
Marianne, go ahead. Made a motion. Seconded.
Yes, and we get to discuss it after that. Do you understand that?
Not after the motion is made.
Robert Rules of Orders normally says you need a motion a second before you even discuss it. But no, anyways, I'm asking the question. Are there things that I don't know about?
Once you make a motion,
yeah.
Oh, you second God. It, and then you have roll call. And it either passes or it does not.
No, you have, and I'm serious.
I'm
you
serious
normally
too.
Have to have a motion and a second before it's even discussed. Anything that we have on here, I should have a motion and a second before it's discussed. Unless it doesn't have to be approved.
You show me where it says that.
Thank Robert's you. Rules. Here we go.
No, show me where it's no.
No, I don't have
every
it.
Time I say something,
yep.
I got to come up with black and white.
Yep.
I want black and white proven to me. Okay?
Don't know.
So I did research. I'm not sitting here blowing smoke. These are facts.
Okay.
Facts are not done by majority votes.
Okay.
Truth is not done by majority votes. It's either true or it's a lie.
Unless
if it's a lie and you got 20 people agreeing to it, then it's still a lie.
Unless it's interpreted by somebody that's
well,
not
you know what?
Capable
you're going
of interpreting
as high
that.
As the attorney general. I think I'm going to believe them.
And that's an opinion.
Thank
that's
you.
Not law. That's
and then
an
you
opinion.
Go to the Association of Towns, and this has been tried before. This has been tried before.
Just roll call.
We got it.
We need a roll call.
You guys.
Huh?
I motioned it. Who seconded?
I seconded it. Oh, motion. What was your motion about? She didn't hear your motion.
My motion is to remove Paul Gage as chair board, planning board chairman, effective media.
He's been there how many years? Wow.
Not, we're not removing from the board.
I didn't say I'm that. I said he's been there how many years, including chairman?
Yes.
Wow.
No.
Hunter Wood.
Yes.
Hunter Jordan.
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips.
No.
Okay, in regards to that, I make a second motion to appoint William Scriber as planning board chairman, effective immediately.
It's not our call. The planning
yes,
board.
Yes, no, it is. Read the law. I'm not arguing. Do I have a second?
I'm not okay. Either.
Kelly?
Why do you guys continually bring things up that are not on the agenda to be voted on?
We can do that.
Why?
That's our job.
Oh, it's your job to bring it up to be voted on the day that you bring it up. We ask that we delay it from Craig because he just gave us the stuff tonight because we want to think about it.
This has been going on.
Yeah, with who?
Gary made it. I second it.
Councilor Dunn.
Yes.
Councilor Horning.
No.
Councilor Wood.
Yes.
Councilor Jordan.
Yes.
No.
I got one thing under new business when you're done.
Well, I would just like to request that the clerk notify the mayor and Mr. Gage to promptly return their town key and their mailbox key to Evelyn so it can be reissued to the new chairman.
I think that's Evelyn's responsibility because
right.
She's responsible for
right.
The keys. I thought you said town clerk. It's the village's responsibility.
Right.
but as soon as possible.
Doug?
I'd like to make a motion to accept the village lease for 2021.
No, oh my God.
How come that's not on here?
I just got it in the mailbox. I haven't even discussed it. Have you guys read it?
Nothing changed from last time, so.
Well, it needs to be changed. It needs to be addressed. No. And I'd like to read it and compare it to the last one. I don't even know if Bob Benance got it yet.
Bob's got it.
I don't know that he is. I just got it.
Well, I look it over, so I'm making a motion to accept it.
The joint meeting, she said nothing has changed.
Yeah.
She said nothing has changed, and I said you need to address why I'm getting locked out of that.
That's not a lease issue.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Do I have a second?
That's personnel between you and the mayor.
Do I have a second?
It's I get to talk this over just the mayor?
John seconded it.
They're going to argue on it. Really up to you. It's not up to us.
Then I'm not going to be locked out any longer.
You talk to the mayor and say, well, it's between you and her. It's not a lease issue. It's not something you write in a contract.
Bob said it had to be addressed in the lease. That's the reason I'm bringing
Bob's
it up.
Not here. I'd have to ask him. I don't.
No, he's not here tonight.
But as far as everything else, you got your upstairs, you got your room fixed. You got.
Yes, they did a good job on my suite.
And we got the mailbox. Oh. So we all can get our mail.
Wait a minute. I don't think I have it here. Does anybody have a copy of it with them?
The contract?
Yes. Oh, I do have it. The one I had a question on is number 5. Anybody have those with them?
No.
Says premises should be used and occupied Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights of each week, and no other time unless agreed by both parties. If we have to have a meeting, I'm not going to beg to be able to use this building that we're renting. We have special meetings. We have budget hearings. We have all kinds of things, and I'm not going to be asking permission to do that. I mean, as long as it's not a night that somebody else is already using.
And I believe that used to be on a calendar.
Yeah, we never had a problem with it.
Everyone had a mark on a calendar, so it doesn't cross.
You just let them know. That's all.
So we don't have to beg to do this if we want something next night.
Why would you do it by letting them know?
Okay. What about on a weekend?
We don't usually have a meeting on a weekend.
But no, but if I want to come in and work,
that should be.
So I can come in and work?
Well, you got to see. Isn't that the object of the key?
No, you're not listening. Use of the premises shall be Monday to Friday, 9 to 5, and on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday nights of each week, and no other time unless agreed to by both parties. The lessor, that's them, may restrict access to parts of the building room both during and after hours of use. The lessor will be responsible.
Nobody would ever need a key.
So I don't have to ask permission to be here on a Saturday or Sunday?
You have a key. You come in here outside those times.
So I can, so regardless of what this says, I don't have to ask
you. You can come in anytime you want.
Okay, all right, no problem.
I think it's just when you have a public meeting or anything, if it's not on the calendar. Because remember, you always had calendar, guys?
You got to come in.
Anything you did with public meeting was on a calendar or work session.
Steve used to always come in on a Saturday.
You did?
Yeah.
People that had keys, it's total logic.
So we just have to inform them that we're coming in on a Saturday. Is that what you're telling me?
No.
I don't think you're going to inform them. I think you just do it.
Okay. All right.
Just do it. If they have an issue with it, we can bring it up at joint meeting.
Okay.
I don't think there should be an issue.
Okay.
That's why
I read it wrong.
That's why you issue keys.
Yeah. By the way, did you guys get keys?
Come in there at any time?
What it was.
Are you guys going to be getting keys?
Don't have any. Probably not.
It says it in here that you're supposed to get a key. It says it that you're supposed to get a key.
Cross that bridge after the other meeting, so.
But our mailbox is out by the road, so we can get into it.
Okay.
But they did change the mailboxes. They put them on the outside. Now the mail is in there, secured. I like it. That was a plus.
Yeah. This reminds me, Jim, your mailbox was unlocked earlier.
Yes, it's locked currently.
Okay, thank you, because I put something in it and it was unlocked. Okay. All right, I'm sorry. You have a motion in a second?
Yep.
No, John, second. I second it.
Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Donald?
Yes.
Councilor Horning?
No.
Did you say yes or no?
No.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yes.
Supervisor Phillips?
No. Okay. Public notice, the state super fund program. I made you a copy of that. I made you a colored copy. So you got the information. I'm not familiar with all of it. I know some of it, but I just wanted you to have that information because apparently it has been delisted. What that means. So apparently it's cleaned up. So I wanted you to have that.
You mean that property?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was cleaned up back in what, 1980?
Yeah, that was quite a while
ago. They're just now taking it off the list?
Well, 40 years, make sure they probably went over and took soil samples.
Okay.
They did.
But they just did this as of March of 2021. So it's off the list. Okay. The American Rescue Plan. This one came from Carrie. She sent me some information and I downloaded it. I didn't make a copy because it's 60 some pages. But in here it says, hang on. Eligibility use for the town of Parrish. The village is separate. It's going to be figured out later on. This is strictly the town of Parrish. We're supposed to be getting, whoops, wrong page, the town of Parrish in Oswego County, $270,000. And I'm like, oh my God, wow, what are we going to do with that? Well, they limit what you can do with that. Yeah, you can fix up costs associated with COVID. Support workers performing essential work during COVID to recover revenue losses because of COVID or to make necessary investments in water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. Funds may not be used by states and localities to cover the costs of pension funds. State may not use funds to offset a reduction in taxes.
So could we use that for paying back the cost instead of sticking with the district?
That's what I was wondering. I have to ask the question.
I would prefer to see that than the district eat it.
I'm sure a lot of people in district want to be.
But there's a lot more there than we would be using for that. I don't know where else we can use. Well, we talked at the joint board meeting about the village possibly extending the sewer lines. Remember?
Right.
Maybe some of it can be used somewhere in there. I don't know. But when is this going to happen? Don't hold your breath. But it's saying that we're supposed to get $270,000. And that's strictly town. Village will be getting their own thing. So that's a good thing, right?
I think that.
Right?
Yeah.
Can we use any of that somehow to fix up the highway garage?
No, that's what it just said. You can only use it for water, sewer, or broadband infrastructure. That's it. Unless you use it for COVID.
So is there anything in the town building here you might need for a better
vending system?
Computer, Wi-Fi system, and computer updates, anything?
I'd have to ask our techers.
What category is it?
Broadband infrastructure?
I think that's for implementing broadband.
Is that for around the town? Spread it out?
Not for computers.
We've gone for broadband here now, so.
Yeah.
We can't sneak in a minute.
You have two choices in the town, so.
So if you don't use it, that's not what you just put in, if you have to find it, what?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if we get it, that's what I meant. I mean, they might give it to you and then they might pull it back if you don't. I don't know. I haven't got the specifics on it, but Carrie found that one. I thought this was great. I just don't know when we'll see it.
District one would be really impressed.
Mm-hmm.
I won't hold my breath, but I thought that was a good thing.
I'm sure Tanya will be looking at that as well and helping the municipalities figure out your options.
Yes, thank you. Any suggestions we'd appreciate.
I'll pass them along.
Okay. Besides carrying
watch on your time.
Okay. Thank you. Information about the Tug Hill Times, if anybody wants to look at them. I've got the one for February 26th and March 12th. I've got the in session from the Association of Towns. I've got the headwaters from Tug Hill as well. And then, the minutes of the February 18th meeting. And I got the planning board minutes. That's all I had for information. Okay. Don't have anything else? Anything else? We need to go into exec, but other than that, do you have anything else at the meeting? No? I'll entertain a motion after a 5-minute break to go into executive session to discuss personnel appointments. Any motion?
Second.
Did I get a motion?
Yep.
Okay. 5-minute break, please. Thank you. We may be voting on something after the fact, so if you want to hang around, I can't promise, but we might be voting for on something when we come out of exec. Okay? Did you hear me? I said we might be voting on something when we come out of exec.
She's right. You normally have to bring up the motion for any discussion in the first Tuesday based.
We're gonna have to have Jack on.
A fire truck.
An exec.
Oh, okay. Your motion, it's got a second.
Okay, thank you. Wait a minute, I'm sorry.
Was this about to put him in the waiting room?
Okay. No, thank you though.
Before that was just signed for Craig.
But it's hard because.
He's gotta have.
I got to sign it, but you didn't say. No problem.
Just send me a text.
So 8:26:27.
I'll second that. Doug, then I second it.
And John seconded it. Okay, so we're out. Okay, one last thing to vote on. I need a motion to appoint as the sole assessor, thank you, for the town of Parrish, Denise Trudell.
A motion.
Go ahead, I'm making a motion.
I'll second.
Okay, roll call.
Right.
Thank you, Kevin. Roll call vote, please. Any questions or anything first? No? All right, roll call vote, please.
Councilor Jones?
Yes.
Councilor Honey?
Yes.
Councilor Wood?
Yes.
Councilor Jordan?
Yeah.
Supervisor Phillips?
Yes. Okay, we're done?
I got one thing. I forgot. Where do we stand with the auditor?
Oh, they sent me some question letters asking me for some information, and I said, I can't send you anything until I have a contract.
Okay.
I haven't heard back from her, but he gave me paperwork that looks like a contract, so I was reading it. It looks like what we want is in there.
Right.
So I'll sign the contract, but they're asking for information from me, and I'm like, I thought we were doing other departments before me because I'm not where I'm done yet.
So you're going to sign and get it back to John or whatever?
If I have to sign up, yeah. But I'll tell her that in email tomorrow, and then they can move forward. The first one they're going to do is the courts.
Right.
Because that's got to be done ASAP.
So we're moving forward.
Right, but yeah. So we're moving forward.
Which will give you time because it's time to get done the court and then the clerk, then Kevin's and. Go ahead.
When you got to notify her on the assessment?
The assessor?
Yeah.
I'll call her tonight. Is that okay?
And you want to?
Yeah, I'll call her tonight. And then I'll call the other two.
I don't know if you want to call them after going on 8:30, 9 o'clock. You might want to wait till the morning.
Well, I can call them tomorrow, but I mean, I'll let them know.
Well, if you sign a letter, just tell them the position has been fulfilled.
Selected somebody else.
Make a motion to adjourn. Second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained? Carried. Thank you. John, he told you he wanted to do
it. I'll give those to Kelly. He's got to hand them in tomorrow.
Hey, everybody have a good weekend. It's going to be warm.
Yeah, okay.
Warm.
Yeah.
Nice. Great.
Oh,
thank you.
Nice to start on the lake. Won't be for long.
No, thank you.
Maybe I'm late, but I wouldn't tell him.
It already had one last Friday.
It was rough. They asked a lot of people off, but not a late last Friday. We were home.
Monday.
Yeah, they also played around. You were breaking through, walking out to the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask her to go to the casino this weekend. Well, let me know.
It's like you had a bunch of notes. I'm like, I know it's not that big.
So we've got the.
What the hell is that? I haven't seen it. It's like, it's must be my vision. Got early in the morning.
Maybe the fish like it. I don't know.
So.
Gary.
I didn't write down.
All right. Gary.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah.
Why would Staples say to me that they have accounts with the town fair when I've asked them? Because I got to go get envelopes because I can't get them to Williamson WB Masons because they don't have the right one in the window. The only one I found that fits right is the.
And the only thing is with an audit one that.
Yeah, I know. And I should have stuck it on there. I just didn't when I did it. But that's not the
point. A lot of radial problems, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Okay. No problem. Hey, as long as it's my money.
About the resolution of the planning board here. Anybody has any questions?
Oh, shoot.
Listen. Any questions about that? They can call, some people I call, the attorney general's office and Lori Association of Towns, and have, but I looked it up. I read it and I said, I got the verification. So I called back. He didn't know exactly, so I called Lori. She goes, yep, it's been this, and this, it's been case law, tried, and this county will have heard. And yes, for no reason, anytime you want. Members, yeah, you're your brother, but you have to have a card, so you have to have a card. Okay, just a card. I said, are you sure? She goes, yes. So I'm in, I said, no. And I'm going to law, that's what the association town does.
I know.
They look up laws and do that anymore, come on, that's what they do. So then I said, okay, I'm going to go to the attorney general's office. I got the same response, yes. So I said, okay, I can't go in there.
Okay, well, I just want you to know, I'm going to tell the board, you can tell them when you talk to them, because I know you're talking to them. He's hired a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm going to
do. Yeah, and
he's going to be pursuing this. Not that he knows this.
No, but our town lawyer said, I talked to Bob today. Mm-hmm. He says, if he does, he's going to get lawyers. And he says, tell him, I'm over on the word, bring it on.
And he did. And the only one he's going to be talking to now is the lawyer we've been talking to Bob. Mm-hmm. But he wanted me to tell him, they forgot that.
Yeah.
I got to ask, has anybody talked to Bill about this?
Bill, yeah.
Okay, so you know, I just want to make sure because the planning board meeting is this Monday and not much time between now and then, so I didn't.
According to Bob, which he said in one of the previous times, but when he got back from the city, I already mailed the information to Paul and stuff and everything that he got talking to the attorney general's office. That as it stands right now, according to town law, because civil service law does not apply, that by town law, after the 30 days, he's legally right now, I'm not sure.
Well, his paperwork that he got from our town clerk was dated January 21st, 22nd.
Right, because of the COVID thing, and we didn't get it.
And he got back and he sent us all a letter, an email with the thing signed. I don't remember the date now. It was in March, so it's not been 30 days, okay? But I'm not, I don't know where it's going to go because according to the lawyer.
30 days from the time you were reappointed.
Yeah, but she didn't give it to him. You know? She didn't tell him that until the 21st of January. And the other thing is, we never discussed this in open session before. How did she find out about who told her not to sign this check? That's breaking executive session.
No, she's not worried about it in executive session.
We talked about him. So why did she refuse?
No, we didn't. Because you just said, no, we're not going to be fired wrong.
Listen to the tape, which I didn't exact. So who told her not to sign the check? That's the exact.
No.
Yeah.
She said she didn't fire because she wanted to hear from the board.
Oh, yeah. Because she should not have known any of the discussion that took place there. Because it was in the board. I had to sign his check.
I asked her, everybody signed those. And she can also vote for two of them. One from them, one from her. Okay. And she can also say, we know.
Yeah, I know, she talked, she said.
Sure, you get. Let me copy, I'll see it.
that's when I started looking up. Did he have or did he not? And it's important that he signed the airhead insurance and signed the milk cards all along. And they have.
Okay.
So I asked Lori, my colleague, what's the deal with this? How does this go? And she says, but they have to sign it for the three years.
Okay.
And it's also based on past practice of the town.
Okay.
And did he sign on that? Yeah.
So it's based on past practice and the planning board's not. Since I've known him before, pick their own chair for
you. Yeah, I can't believe you want to use the different.
No, I was told in law, hang on, I was told in law that they get to pick up, but if they don't do it within a certain amount of time, then we get to
pick up.
I know, that's what I was saying to you. Yours is backwards.
They're obligated to.
Okay, no, and I was told it was the other way, so that's why it's always been.
Well, that's why I asked, I said, I'm not going to go this meeting and be told. I'm wrong in my shower office. I want to know sir. And they said, yeah.
Well, just, you know,
town board.
AOP is giving us information in the past.
That's how come I called.
And it's so has Bond Finance and so has
I don't
state conference.
We went back and I don't think,